Welcome back to the XY Podcast, the show where four college roommates, with the help of a male guest star, answer the women's burning questions about the male brain. I'm Delaney Wessel.
I'm Anna Conway.
I'm Libby Marcus.
I'm Mia Flores.
And we're so happy to be back here in the studio today. So today we have my friend Philip Thompson. We're very happy to have you today, Philip. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be here. I've watched the last few episodes. It's been great. And like Lenny said, I'm Phil Thompson. I'm a senior civil engineering major from Dallas, Texas. Most importantly, I'm the loudest and the proudest member of the Fighting Texas Aggie class of 2025.
Hey, woo! Thank you. All right, thank you, Philip. I know, thank you. Finally get the Aggie intro. So, as we start off every episode, Philip, please prove to us that you are a man in an appropriate manner.
So I brought a little thing from home. I was like, okay, what's something that I own that like no woman would ever be caught wearing that, right?
I'm scared. Okay. So,
right here.
Oh boy.
My fish plums.
Wow.
You know, I think that works.
Yeah, actually that does work.
That's good. Wait, so I have a question. What occasion do you wear those on?
Just for fun. Well, obviously when I'm fishing, like, I'll wear the fish plums.
You wear those to fish?
Yeah, like they're just flip-flops, like for sandals basically.
I feel like those look so uncomfortable.
Poor fish. Like imagine getting ripped out of the water wearing your cousin.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, like fishing, you're not really walking around. You're kind of just chilling. So,
yes.
Yeah. But these, I just wear them for special occasions. It's like breaking out the fine china. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That works.
That definitely works.
All right. All right. Next question, Philip. Again, another one that we ask everyone. Would you rather be a pirate, cowboy, wizard, or knight?
So, let's get the bad answers out of the way first, right? I don't know why I said it like that. But pirate, like, I don't want scurvy.
Fair.
And also, like, I prefer to have, like, a nice house. I don't want to get seasick. I don't know. That's just me. No pirate for me. Wizard. I know, like, it's been a popular answer these past few episodes, but all my homies hate the wizards, okay?
Really? Why?
Yeah, because the wizard, like, when I think of wizard, I think, like, some old, crusty, like, bearded guy up in a tower in the middle of nowhere.
That's and my grandpa.
Yeah, I don't want to be your grandpa.
Hi, Papa.
So, no wizard for me. So I'm torn between cowboy and knight.
Okay. All right.
But like my thing is like every guy's plan B is either like die in a war somewhere or like be a cowboy on a ranch.
So really?
You're probably.
Yeah. So I can just be a cowboy if plan A fails. So I'm gonna go with knight on this one.
All right.
Wow. All right. Wow. Okay.
I really thought that one through.
Yeah.
So you guys just want to die in war? Because I've seen that a few times over these past few weeks. I got a video of like the snowy like pier, and all the comments were like, "This would be a great place to like bleed out." I'm like,
what?
What? That's concerning. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Like, so plan A obviously is like start a family, get married, maybe not in that order, but like.
Why
like,
would you not do that in that order?
Oh.
Start a family and get married.
No, Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I thought.
Like,
right.
Like, so that's plan A. Just live a happy life. But like, plan B, if that fails, go die in a war. Or just like
go die in a war.
I'm not a big die in a war kind of guy, but some people, it's like, whatever floats your boat, I guess.
The way you look so concerned.
Okay. That's fine. next question.
Okay, Philip. It's kind of funny to compare, like, what's on the lock screen of girls' phones versus guys' phones. So what's your lock screen right now?
Oh, I got you. You asked the right person. I'm just saying.
He's ready.
I've had this since middle school.
Okay.
Since middle school?
You haven't changed it since middle school?
No,
wait,
never
changed. You got a new phone?
What?
Have you had a new phone?
I've had a new phone. Yeah. I just keep updating.
Okay.
Like, girlfriend or not, this thing stays. I'm just saying. Here,
I'm a little concerned. What am I looking at?
Okay,
wait.
But that's cute.
What is it?
It's so dapper.
Is that Doge?
Oh my gosh, wait,
where
is the camera? I don't know.
For those who are listening via
Spotify
or RSS, this is a nice little picture of Doge.
The meme dog.
So have you been dating someone and then you still have that as your lock screen?
No, yeah, girlfriend or not, but this is Sam.
Wow. Wow. You're married with children, and you still have.
Maybe not.
Okay.
So there's gonna be a war.
Wow.
One day.
So XY. Wow. And this is why we ask.
Right. Okay. So my question is: say the zombies finally come, what's your game plan?
Oh, okay. I actually have thought this through. So I'm not like some of those people, like, you know, there's like some of those rednecks out there, they're like, I got my own like survival bunker, you know, with all those like supplies, you know, like, and like they have all their guns and everything, like, that's not me. But like, I do think like, plan A, get out of the big city as fast as possible, and go to like somewhere low-key, like, I'm from Dallas, so like the nearest low-key place I could think of was like Wichita Falls, like kind of like a big enough
Wichita Falls.
Yeah.
Who desires to move to Wichita Falls?
No, the zombies don't want to go there either.
You're so right.
Go somewhere like kind of low key, but like still have some people there. You know,
okay.
Some survivors. And that's honestly about as far as I've got.
That's it.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, move to Wichita Falls.
No, like weapons or anything that you have in mind.
Well, I have swords.
Oh.
I have 3 swords in my room, and so I'm taking those.
Are they real or are they like? Oh.
So I have a katana. That one might be fake. I'm not sure. I got it off Amazon. But I have a Roman Gladius and then a Crusader's Longsword. Those
okay.
Are no.
All right.
Yep.
That's, wow.
There's nothing cooler than killing modern zombies with a sword.
Exactly, yeah.
Walking Dead did it.
Mm-hmm.
Games do it.
It's so insulting to the zombie. This is like old weaponry.
It hit him old school.
Takes you down.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd go to the middle of nowhere.
I just die.
You just die.
Well,
I would save you.
Stay in a bunker. I just wait for your life update.
I have no faith in my capabilities of surviving.
Me either. Like, I 100% would just let them have me.
Actually, first, I would find Mia.
I mean, do I even... Yeah. Well, do I even want to live in the world of the zombie apocalypse?
I'm like...
Is he gonna give up?
I mean, if I'm being for real, I'd probably just give up. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Mom. But...
I would make it. I prepare too much to die in the zombie apocalypse. I'd be mad at myself. I'd be so upset.
Would you come help me, Mia?
I will help you.
Aww.
I have a plan. I have it all worked out. Yeah. Again, shout out to Papa. You know, we're going to live in the middle of nowhere.
Wait, so what's your plan? Like, you have an entire plan?
Are we talking, like, if we're sitting in this room and then zombies burst through the door?
Yeah, like, he just walks in. Like,
okay, in comes
the I'd let him have me.
Yeah. It depends on the flavor of zombie.
The flavor.
Because we don't have anything here that would act as a viable weapon to pierce the skull and thus kill it. Because that's the most common method of killing zombies, to kill the infection that's in the brain. And so then...
No, she's speaking facts. I don't like that.
Yeah, this is why you die. You have to come with me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how to kill him.
So
I don't know how to... I don't...
I'd use this table as an advantage. I'd successfully escape, get to my car... Pack necessities, including non-perishable food. I also have a sword, but it's too dull, so I would take my other weapons, and I would vacate. I would congrue with my dad and my mom, and we'd meet up somewhere, and then I'd go to New Mexico, to my papa's cabin in the middle of nowhere, and I would live off the land and try to establish a community where we can have some semblance of law and order and like try and rebuild society.
Yeah.
Okay. My plan is run away until I'm tired and then just let them have me.
How far are you running?
Not very far. Not to be dramatic, but I am no runner. You should have seen me in middle school track. Like, they can just take me. I don't... Maybe I shouldn't be so...
Let's not get into it.
Yeah, all right. Mia, your question.
Okay. So, mine's a solid hypothetical, just to gauge, you know, how your logic works. So, let's say you're in the Cars universe. Lucky you.
Oh, I love Cars.
Are you selling Lightning McQueen car or life insurance?
Oh, I've heard about this one. that's a good question. Well, no, because, like, probably life insurance, because they're, like, there's no humans. So, like, wait. Yeah, because, like, let's say, like, Lightning Queen, he's dead. Like, shot on the streets, you know? We got, Kid Sally, his girlfriend, needs, like, some compensation. So it'd be life insurance.
Well,
the silence.
Still pay out because he's insured. I don't know what my answer would be. I'm just playing devil's.
Maybe they're the same. Because, aren't the cars, they're alive, I think. I don't know. I don't really like the Cars movie. Unpopular opinion.
What?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
His brother just fell to his knees.
I know. Sorry, Thomas. But I don't know. I never liked that movie. Anyway, wouldn't it be the same? Because they're alive and they're cars. So maybe they're just the same in this universe.
Would it be like a bundle?
A bundle! You can bundle your home and auto with Progressive. I mean,
Progressive has to be like the government there.
Yeah.
They would make so much money.
Oh.
I never even thought about that. Maybe.
I'm going to start a conspiracy theory about this.
Maybe this
I believe
free
that.
Advertisement for Progressive.
Yeah.
It's progressive propaganda.
That's what the XY podcast is for. All right, Philip, next question. So, a little bit of backstory. So, my mom is from Texas. My dad is from New Jersey, and they have differing opinions about why people go to, like, dance bars, and because my mom is like, it's a sport, and my dad's like, no, men only go there to hit on women and pick them up, and I've seen you at Harry's quite frequently, Philip. Are you there to pick up women? Why do men go to dance bars?
Okay, well, it definitely depends on the dude, because I go with a group. And so it's like girls and guys. So I'm just there to dance, if I'm being honest. But there's definitely some people who like see it as like, because I think dancing could be like, it doesn't have to be intimate. It can be just like you're dancing with your friends or like just like a girl, right?
Yeah.
Because I have more fun just like showing off, if I'm being honest, you know.
You were very good, I will say. When we danced together, you were very good.
Thank you. I'm ever humble. I know. I will say there are some guys who just see it as, only an intimate thing. And they are there just to be, get the baddies, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they're there. So it really just depends. I guess, yeah, that's basically it.
Okay,
fair. So just be open to either option for the women.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you kind of just gauge the guy. Like, if the guy just, thank you and walks away or whatever, mm-hmm. then he's probably not trying to hit on you. But if he's, keeps asking you and then, tries to get your number, does the creepy arm thing, whatever.
Hey.
You don't mess with them.
Yeah.
Okay, Philip. So we've seen this common theme around men. So I thought I'd just ask you, when you're going to the grocery store, okay, where do you go park? And how do you park? Do you pull into the spot or do you back into the spot?
I park just like my dad. So basically, I always park in the far reaches.
Why?
So basically, when I grew up, my mom, every time my mom was driving the car, she would always park the closest to the store. She's like, I'm trying to get the dream spot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's smart.
Yeah, that's what you have a car.
So?
I don't want to push it all the way out there.
But then you get to jump on it and ride on it.
No!
No!
Anyway, okay. But I park at the farthest reaches, the farthest from humanity, we're still in the parking lot. And I also...
even if it's an empty parking lot?
Okay, well, if it's empty, I'll maybe settle for the middle. I just don't want because I feel like I'm going to get hit if I park too close.
What do you drive?
A RAV4 Toyota.
So a truck?
Is that a truck?
I don't know.
That's an SUV.
Oh.
You back your SUV into a spot?
I never said that.
He's whoa.
I usually, I don't back in, but if I have option to pull through, I will.
Okay.
I agree.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I think for trucks, I feel it's harder to fit in a spot sometimes when you don't back in, but I just think it's, funny. There's just these rows of cars at the back of the parking lot. It's they're all just backed into the spot. It's just kind of funny.
Yeah,
but with a car, I could see how it would be advantageous to do that.
Yeah. No, the back of the parking lot's the way to go. I'm just saying.
All right.
All right. Okay, so my question is, let's say you go on a date with a girl, and You go home. The date was good. Like, what do you do? Do you, like, text your guy friends and, like, tell them, like, everything about it? Or, like, what do you do?
Oh, the debrief. I've been aware of this mystical, like, debrief before. So, mystical. Like, no, so guys, like, I feel like I don't talk about, like, the person I talk about, like, girl things with is, like, my roommate and stuff. And, like, I won't talk to him about, like, a girl unless it's, like, getting kind of serious. If it's just, like, one date, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I went on a date with this girl. He's like, okay, nice going, bro. You know? Like, nothing crazy. But, if it gets more serious, like, I mean, a couple dates, and I'm like, okay, like, there's this girl I'm seeing, like, she's pretty cool, you know? And he's like, all right,
what's
all right.
Up with this pretty cool thing? Because everyone says, yeah. Like, oh, I mean, talking to this girl, she's pretty cool. Because
cool. You gotta play off, be like, she's all right, you know, like, she's cool.
Why?
So you can't show that, like, what, wait.
We all need, like, head over heels like that?
Yay! Like, that's
what girls do. That's what we do.
That is what we do. Yeah. Like, if I were to go out with somebody, like, I'm coming home and I'm like, let's break this down. So the moment that I open the door and then we go, like, every minute, every single action you did, we have to break it down. Like, what does this mean? What were the intentions behind this? Why would he say that? Like, we are overthinking everything.
After Anna's first date with her boyfriend, Tristan. Hi, Tristan.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. She was standing in front of us. We were all on the couch, like, in a semicircle, like, facing her. And she just broke down, like, the whole thing.
We're like, true.
We're, like, taking notes?
Yeah.
Taking notes.
We're like, okay, all right.
It's an event.
It is an event.
It's important.
It is.
I will say, like, some things guys do to, like, analyze or, like, try to, like, do, like, a whole, like, break, like, play-by-play breakdown is, like, text messages, though. Like, whenever it's like, so it's like getting the girl. That's the hard part almost. It's like, I don't know if you've seen those, like, TikToks.
Yes.
Like,
oh yeah. They're all like breaking it down, like, on the screen. On the yeah.
Oh like, yeah. Like,
I love those.
That does exist sometimes.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
See, like, okay. Like, yeah. One of my friends, like, he was telling me, like, the whole conversation, like, he had over text. And then this girl said something like, yeah, like, I could really use a hug right now. Or something. And
Where my hug at?
Where my hug at?
He did not say where's my hug at. But he was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, oh.
Oh, God. That was a fumble. She was setting you up.
I know.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay.
I think, not to generalize, but I think a lot of men are just so stupid. I love it, but it's also like, come on, man. Like, she was obviously, like, trying to hint, like, hey, like, I'm interested. And I don't know. I'm just like, sometimes it's just, like, they're like, girls are so strange. Like, I don't understand. Well, what does this mean? And I'm like, this was so obvious. She was spelling it out. I want you. Anyway.
I mean, like,
I hope it worked out, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all are talking about how you're, like, overanalyzing everything. Like, you're overthinking. I guarantee the guy's been, like, underthinking the entire.
I think so.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Underthinking.
Underthinking.
Write that down. Write that down.
Write that down. Everyone. Underthinking.
All right. So, we kind of, you know, there was a brief whisper of this topic. So I feel like a lot of guys, you know, to generalize, we lean heavily to stereotypes on the show. like history and stuff. Do you have a favorite war?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do.
It's not kind of hard to choose, actually. But you asked the right person, I'm just telling you that. I definitely think you're like the Second Punic War.
What's
it called? The Second Punic War? You don't know the Second Punic War?
Right? Why would I know that?
Punic War?
Yeah, there was a first one? There's three.
So, it's between Rome and Carthage.
Oh, never mind. Not England.
No, not England. But yeah, oh, also, speaking of, like, that area, I'm a fan of the Napoleonic Wars, too. Those are really good.
Okay.
But no, the Second Punic War is with, like, you've heard of Hannibal?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I don't really know what it is, but I've heard of it.
Across the Alps and, like, to fight the Romans.
Isn't it the guy that wrote all those elephants?
The
and
elephants,
stuff?
Yeah, that's him. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the guy who, like, cut off people's faces and then wore those around.
That's Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs, I fear.
Yeah. Same guy.
They have the same name.
No, but yeah, I love, like, I watched this one, like, channel on YouTube, like this, and all it is like war analysis. Like they show like the troops, like the cavalry, and like the battles and stuff. It's very fun.
So what's the appeal? Is it going back to just wanting to die in war
with the plan? The plan B, dying in war.
I want to break down the dying in the war thing.
Yeah, why?
Like, what is the why?
I mean, it's like if you can't be like, if you can't, like, yeah, obviously that's just plan B. Like, that's not plan A. It's like, I don't want to die. Like, but plan A is like, be happy. You don't have a family, right? Like, that's like everyone's dream. Right. But then plan B is like, oh, you can't get that. Might as well just like serve your country or like just go out fighting, you know? Be like, get glory.
Does it just go back to like wanting to be like the hero and like protecting people?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, it's like, remember that like Instagram reel I sent a while ago?
Yes. For those at home, Anna sent us this Instagram reel in our little group chat, and it was like a whole bunch of Star Wars: The Clone Wars scenes in which
it was very dramatic music.
Very dramatic, and they're all like, it's all the like the moments where the people are like dying like in the last second because they like have to make the sacrifice, and it and like all the men are liking it. They're like, this is the dream.
Yeah, and then the chapter was like the male fantasy, and it's like everyone's dying and like fighting. But it's like the Clone Wars.
So when you say die in war, you mean, are you saying you make a sacrifice and then, like, you're a war hero? Or you just, like, oh, you're dead and you're just one of the numbers?
Well, I prefer not to just kind of get headshotted and die instantly. But I'd rather go out in, like, a glorious sacrifice, yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay. Like, jump on the grenade for the other guys type beat, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. All right.
So Star Wars Clone Wars, that's taste.
Oh, I know. Dude, I love... We talked about this the last episode with Colin. I love Star Wars The Clone Wars.
XY is number one Clone Wars fan.
Yeah. We are.
This is actually propaganda for Clone Wars.
Yeah. And HTO. Yeah. All right. So, now we're going to transition into the pop culture section of XY. Yay! So, Philip, I hope that you have studied.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, if you don't know this one, then there's no hope. So, Taylor Swift has been on tour for a long time, like over a year now. And the last show, like, just happened, or it's going to happen, depending on when this goes live. But what is that tour called, Philip?
The Eras Tour, right?
Yes! Yay! Good job! I was going to say, if you do not know this, I can't help you.
If all the questions are this easy, I'll do it.
They're not.
Oh,
okay. I started you off easy.
Okay, Philip, can you name me three of the five Kardashian Jenner sisters?
Kim.
Uh-huh.
Chloe.
Uh-huh.
Dang.
That's my favorite one, dang.
Dang Kardashian.
What about Bruce Jenner? Wait, is that his name now? Wait, no, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
That's not a sister, but...
Give me half a point for that.
Half a point.
And you have Kim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a hint?
They
all start with K.
All of them?
Yes, all of them.
That's the thing.
That's their thing.
And then three of them end with Kardashian, two of them end with Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
That's the mom.
That's the mom. Oh. Yeah, I give up.
No.
You can do it.
What's the one who has, like, I don't know if this would help, the lip kits?
Oh, yeah, that helps a lot.
She has kids with Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Oh really? That's fun. I didn't know that.
I'm learning so much.
Kristen.
No. Dang, I had hope when you said the other two so fast.
The one we were hinting was Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner, yeah, I'll take my time.
And there's Courtney.
Courtney.
And who are missing?
Kendall,
that's Kendall. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so my question is, name three famous boy bands.
One Direction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
NSYNC.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Room 5.
Is that a boy band?
I would consider that a band, not a boy band.
Pilots.
you're toeing the line, but I guess technically.
Oh, the Jonas Brothers.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah.
I have a sister.
Okay.
Okay. I had to pull up the sheet because Anna didn't read the group chat and stole my question.
Oh, no.
I have a backup. Okay. Oh man, I lost it. Okay, so do you know who James Charles is?
Yeah.
What made him famous?
Was it his makeup?
Well, there's something specifically that started his makeup career. He didn't just start making videos.
Oh yeah, I have no idea. Is it like wait? Is it like something makeup, like lip stuff or something like that, or is it like something?
It's makeup related, but not like ability wise.
Yeah. Oh.
He was on the Ellen Show for this.
I don't want to say it. I don't. It's probably not right. I'm just. Never mind. I don't know.
He was on the cover of Cover Girl.
Cover Girl.
Yeah.
Cover Girl.
Right.
He was,
yeah.
He was the first male Cover Girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh. Yeah. He got super famous.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I know who he is though. I know he's just like, hey sisters. And then, like, that's
there you go. Yeah. All right. So now we're gonna transition to my personal favorite part of the podcast, X-Explain. So, Philip here, I hope, has brought some questions for us. So, Philip, go ahead. What do you want to know from the females?
Okay. I have the same list that Colin and Ryan were, like, working on. You know, like, so,
all right.
Like, it's been, like, 3 episodes in the making. Okay. Let's see. Oh, so you were saying earlier that, like, you're like, men are stupid. Like,
sorry.
I mean, like, some of them, you're not wrong, but, like, we're going to go with, if you could get men, like, mankind as a whole to understand one thing, what would it be?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
Hmm.
I feel like the easy answer would be, like, the female brain, but I feel like that's kind of, like, a cop-out.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Hmm.
I would say, you know, we can talk for years about this topic, but one of the biggest ones that I think that I've seen the most with my female friends, myself, and on the internet is it means a lot more when the girl doesn't have to say it.
Oh, yes.
Taking liberty. And, you know, because there's nothing more attractive than knowing your partner. And I feel like a lot of guys that I've met kind of wait for the explicit mention, like, oh, this is what I want for Christmas, or I would like this. I want to go to this place for food. But there's a lot of subtext into what girls say. And so I think even if you're not sure if she would like it, just like going the extra mile and making a guess, like getting her flowers or getting her chocolate randomly, that means a lot more than I think a lot of guys understand.
Yeah, actually, I agree.
That probably would be my answer.
Yeah, I think that's my answer. Yeah, well,
yeah,
I don't. You'd be surprised.
Not really effort necessarily, because you put effort into something when the girl like asks you to.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
right.
Like, oh, I want to go to this place or do this thing. Mm-hmm. But I think it just is like, I don't know. It just shows that like you care and you're paying attention to like what she likes.
Because
once you get to know her well enough, it shouldn't be that hard to narrow down like what would make her happy if she was surprised with something.
Yeah. Like, I always tell my dad, because he would always be like, I just don't understand. Like, I ask your mom what she wants, and then she gets mad when I ask. And I'm like, that's because she doesn't want to tell you what she wants. She wants, like, for example, like, I don't want to have to tell my boyfriend that I want flowers, because now I don't want them because you're only buying them because I told you to. I want you to want to get me flowers. Does that make sense?
No, that's probably, makes
sense. It's just kind of unspoken, like, I was thinking about you in my own time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take the extra step and do something nice for you. It goes right to the heart.
Yep.
Right to the heart. That's a
I'm
really,
a goner.
That's
sure it does for guys if like a girl surprises him with like, you know, something like I don't know, football tickets or like a nice note. I don't know what guys like.
Yeah.
Football ticket.
Yeah, rah. A sword. Aha.
I would be happy if I got a sword, yeah. That's true.
Like Legos.
Okay. So just like unprompted effort, I guess.
Yeah.
Just to show that like you're thinking of them or something.
Right, without me having to ask.
And it doesn't have to be like expensive.
Yeah.
Right. Honestly,
I mean, some girls are expensive, but
just write me a note.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if you wrote me a note, like I saw this one guy on TikTok and he like wrote his girlfriend a note like every day for a year and then gifted her, like I would marry him on the spot. Like that's so cute.
Oh.
Right. Do you have another question?
I do, yeah. This is kind of funny. What is the most out-of-pocket thing someone has ever said to you?
Oh, Lord. Like, are we talking about in the context of, like, dating or just, like, in general?
Just in general, I guess. What
I can't say that on the internet.
I know. There's some things I can't say.
Maybe a little too out of pocket.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dating apps are scary, and that's why I'm not on them anymore.
No, I've seen Aggie chicks, whatever. Like the.
Yeah. That, yeah. Oh, well, okay. So I think it was on Hinge. And I was talking to this, and not even, like, the opener, he's like, what, you know, something around the lines of, like, hello, darling, or, like, so, blah, 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 and I was like, oh, it's a little early for pet names, and then he turns around, he starts calling me, like, he's like, you know, and I was like, wow, and then, of course, I had to turn around and be like, even your horse could tell that that was a joke, like, please, like, what is wrong with you, and then I ended up having to, like, report and block him because he was like out of his mind, and I was like, sorry.
Yeah. Guys on dating apps can be kind of scary sometimes. I will say.
And that's why we're not on them anymore.
It's because like they get one ounce of rejection, like their little like joke. They're like, oh, like they have a panic attack.
I didn't like you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're ugly anyway. Yeah. I'm like, then why did you swipe, bro? Yeah.
I can't even think of something off the top of my head. I don't know, my mind just went blank.
Usually I'm the one saying out-of-pocket stuff, so it's hard for me to, like, think back. I've gotten a lot of really weird, because on Hinge specifically, they can comment and, like, open the floor. Like, that's kind of how you match with someone, is you have a witty opener. And so, going through some of those, it's like, oh, I like this picture, and then straight to, like, are you a piece of fine art? Because I want to bang you. I want to pin you to a wall.
Oh yeah.
I was like, huh? Like, yeah. Just the cold opens.
Yeah. Oh, I got one where he was like, he kept trying all these different pickup lines, and I kept rating them, and I was like, six, and he did not think that was funny, and so he was like, oh, like, how about this one? You'll have to find this one funny. I was like, all right, go. He's like, are you a school? Because I'd like to shoot up some kids in you. And I was like, oh my god. And then I said, all right. Your subscription has ended. We're done. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, that's not.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that makes it on the Aggie chicks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pinpoint like an exact. This is the most out of pocket thing that somebody has said to me. I don't know. Yeah. The easiest example is the guys on dating apps.
Yeah.
Probably. I'd have to agree because like the stuff that they're telling me that they're saying to them like. It was like some of the most egregious things like I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Some of them, which was surprising, because I don't know, like my whole life, and it's just this random guy on a dating app with one of my best friends. Like,
yeah. Oh. This guy, he was like, again, on the dating apps, and I forget how it started, but it was something like, "What would we do if like the world was ending?" And so I was like, "Oh, well, we need to find like a food source." And he was like, do you count? And I was like, all right, thank you. Thank you. Next. It's funny, but it's not.
And then sometimes they'll just straight up ask. They're like, hey, can you flash me?
No.
No, they have all this confidence because, like, you can't see. They're not in person. Like,
yeah.
You can't see them.
Yeah. Like, if they were in person, they'd be, like, at their knees.
Yeah. I'd like to think that no man would ever say something like that to me, like, in real life.
Well, no, it's not probably would, but, like, most of you on the dating apps, yeah, probably not.
Yeah. All right, one more question, Philip. One more.
Okay.
This is so fun.
So exciting.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, this is a great experience. I'm glad I was on here.
Oh, we're happy that you're here.
Do you want to be on XY?
Yeah.
You can go to our website.
Yes, if you would like to be on XY, you can go on our website. It's the xypodcast.com, and you can submit your name and information on there, and we can get you on the podcast. So if you are interested in being on XY, don't be afraid. We're looking for eligible men. You must have a Y chromosome to participate.
That's true. Okay. So what's y'all's, like, obsession, or, like, girls in general with, like, true crime documentaries?
All right.
I love True Crime.
So, yeah, why do you love it so much?
For me, it's like being prepared. Like, I have a game plan for, like, getting in my car and, like, someone's behind me and, like, wants to attack me. Like, I know exactly what to do. Like, I don't know. I have it all planned out in my head.
Like, you want to be pissed, like, I dare you to attack me, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to happen, but if it does, I'm prepared.
I guess a lot of it's morbid curiosity. Like, I like scary stuff. I like horror movies. I like true crime. I'm probably going to go into cyber law for prosecution. Like, I just think it's so fascinating to see, like, these different cases of the extreme, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, serial killers and individual, like, mysteries. There's just something so morbidly fascinating about it that, like, you can't look away, even though it's just like, oh, that's so sad. I don't know, it just tickles my brain.
I don't really, like, watch them. Like, if they're on, I'll sit there and I'm like, oh, wow. But I don't seek them out actively. I don't know. I do think that some of it is interesting, but there is a point where I'm just like, oh, I don't want to think about that. Like, oh, I don't like that.
I'm with Delaney on that one. I think girls are kind of split. I think you're either, like, me and Delaney, or you're just, like, Libby and me. Are like,
Yeah.
I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it, but I am definitely not seeking it out.
No, because some of the stuff is just so disturbing.
I'm yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even want to, like, think about that.
And I get so sad, too, because then I'm just like, oh, like, these poor people's families, like, oh. Like, oh.
This is going to sound bad, but I'm just so numb to it.
Like, oh, no.
I think it's so sad, and I'm like, oh, you know, I say a little prayer for them, but... You know, I've been watching true crime documentaries since I was, like, four.
Four?
Yeah.
Four?
Four?
Wow, who told you those at four?
My papa. Hi, papa! Love you, papa. Yeah, I would go over to his house and he'd be like, you want to watch Dateline? Yeah, I want to watch Dateline.
Love that stuff.
I go over and he's like, can we watch murder shows? And he's like, yeah, we can watch murder. Let's put it on. So... Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you, Philip, for being a great guest. And thank you so much for listening to XY. You can follow us on social media at XY Podcast. Submit your questions to xypodcastinfo@gmail.com. And visit our website, itsthexypodcast.com, for more information on being on the podcast or getting your question featured. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And give us a follow on Spotify so that you never miss an episode. And until then,
keep laughing and remember, vote for Danny on Dancing with the Stars. See you next time on XY.
Yes, we will. From Venus and Mars to your backyard, differences.